Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Boston Globe reported this weekend that State Senator Stan Rosenberg's husband, Brian Heffner, may have been directly involved in the day-to-day operations of Rosenberg's office. Rosenberg temporarily stepped aside as Senate president in November as a Senate committee investigates reports of sexual misconduct by his husband and investigates whether Rosenberg broke any of the chamber's rules. Here's Governor Charlie Baker reacting to the latest allegations.
I think it's incumbent on the committee that's been assigned the job of investigating this to get to the bottom of these right away. And if they are deemed to be accurate, I think at that point there's no way Stan Rosenberg should be the president of the Senate.
Well, joining me now is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Meghna.
Well, first of all, I mean, how big a role did Brian Heffner have in the day-to-day operations of Stan Rosenberg's office?
That's what the Ethics Committee is trying to determine, exactly how much, if any, influence he had on direct Senate business. The Globe report over the weekend indicated that Brian Heffner had access to Stan Rosenberg's email, his calendar, and his contacts, and that it indicated that Brian Heffner used those tools in order to be aware of what was going on in the Senate and to give the impression, at least, that he had some say in things. Mm.
And of course, this matters because, Steve, as you've told us many times before, Stan Rosenberg just swore up and down that he had a firewall, right, between his duties as Senate president and his husband.
That's right. Before Stan Rosenberg became Senate president, there was a flap over a Twitter account that Brian Heffner had, and he was posting all these tweets that were targeting the former Senate president, Therese Murray. Came out that that Brian Heffner was behind that. That story prompted another story that indicated that Brian Heffner was going around saying that when Stan became Senate president, he was going to have a lot of influence and he was going to have a lot of say over what was going on in the Senate. Fellow senators were not pleased with that. And Stan Rosenberg, before becoming Senate president, wrote a letter to all his Senate colleagues asking for their support for him to become Senate president and promised that firewall, that his personal business would not overlap into Senate business. And so, therefore, the senators elected Stan Rosenberg Senate president in the beginning of 2015.
Yeah. Well, Yvonne Abraham, in her reporting in the Boston Globe, writes that Heffner also attempted to affect Senate business and succeeded in at least one case, according to several Senate staffers. I mean, Steve, what more do we know about any influence Heffner may have had over, is it legislation?
Well, it was an earmark in the budget. Supposedly, Heffner had asked two Senate staffers to support that earmark, to get the staffers to urge their bosses, who would be other senators, to fund this program for the Robert F. Kennedy Children's Action Corps, a program that they administer, $500,000. That earmark did go through, but whether or not Heffner's influence or lobbying for that made a difference, so that we don't know.
Mm. Now, Rosenberg has criticized the story, saying it included, quote, a number of significant factual inaccuracies. Has he said anything else on the matter?
Well, his office issued a written statement today from Senator Rosenberg. It says, I did not allow Brian Heffner to influence my actions and decisions as Senate president or to influence the Senate's actions and decisions. Despite any suggestions to the contrary, I continue to rely on the Senate Ethics Committee investigation to determine all the facts, and I look forward to its completion.
Okay, so that's important then, Steve, because Stan Rosenberg is in the midst of this ethics investigation. So, I mean, what are the implications for him? What could the potential fallout from this Globe story be?
Right. What the Senate panel, all they can look at is, did Stan Rosenberg do anything against the rules of the Senate? Now, you know, the question about the emails, that's something, a question that needs to be answered by the Ethics Committee. I was looking through the legislature's informational technology policies, and one of the policies in here is sharing of legislative account credentials is strictly prohibited. Mm. So I guess they could say, well, that there is a violation, so they could ding him up over that. But the overriding question here, the overriding issue, is confidence. Will the senators, after this process is over, still have confidence in Stan Rosenberg? They like Stan Rosenberg. Stan Rosenberg is a very popular individual in this building. But there's going to come a point where the senators are going to go, you know what, this is casting too big a cloud over the Senate and possibly my reelection chances come November.
Well, one last quick question then, Steve, because Jay Gonzalez, Democratic gubernatorial candidate, has called upon Rosenberg to step down. What are you hearing in the State House? Is that even on the table? Could Stan Rosenberg resign?
There's a little bit of hubbub around about, could he become a backbencher? Wouldn't be the first time that a legislative leader, lost their position, their lofty position, and became a backbencher and served for many more years. He's very popular in his district out in Amherst, so the voters there could decide, you know what, this aside, we want to send Stan back to be our senator, and he could do that so long as the voters keep sending him.
That's WBUR Steve Brown reporting to us from the Massachusetts State House. Steve, thanks as always.
Have a great day, Magna.